Bona Noctis, adepts and adeptettes. I'm Tad Maleficarum.
And I'm Samantha Rodriguez Wormwood.
And this is Leyline SVM. Boy, have we got a hex bag stuffed with stories tonight, don't we, Sam?
That's right, Tad. These headlines are so bold and varied, they'd give Asmodeus a run for his money.
Oh, Sam, you're just precious. I hope the void claims you last.
Thanks, Tad.
Our dub story tonight, an Amazon.com mix-up leads to the death of an up-and-coming warlock. Turns out a box of Lucky Charms cereal is not an acceptable bargaining chip for Loki, God of Mischief. We'll have that story, plus 10 ways to please your Mandragora, and a scathing expose on yard wizards in just a moment. But first, here's our meteorologist, Sader Goatsbody, with a look at the weekend. Sader?
Thanks, Tad. Well, Friday, as usual, is looking awfully good for any love or fertility spells, thanks to a 60% chance of Freya descending to Earth on her cat-powered chariot and blessing Midgard. Saturday, on the other hand, a lot less fruitful. Only a 30% chance of success for any banishing spells or death and resurrection rituals. If you're going to cross planes of existence, I'd advise you wait at least a week. As for Sunday, we're looking at a magical high of 9, so it should be plenty of sun and sun worship to close out the week. Tad?
Thanks, Sader. Looks like I need to head down to the local park, crack open a folding pentagram, and enjoy the energy fields. What about you, Sam? Any plans for this wonderful weekend?
I don't believe in the days of the week, Tad. You know that. It's a Christian perversion.
Yes, yes, that's right. I'm sorry about that, Sam. It's the 21st century, after all. Why, just a scant 400 years ago, I might have been compelled to brutally punish you for that opinion by, say, slowly inserting scalding, jagged rocks into every one of your orifices and leaving you buried to your neck in a pit of community fecal matter. Or perhaps tying you to a Catherine wheel covered in flaming pitch and scorpion carcasses and methodically splintering the bones of your extremities over the course of a fortnight. Or some other gruesome, stomach-churning form of torture that would make even the Marquis de Sade projectile vomit onto his breakfast of freshly squeezed taint. But nowadays, we just have to barely tolerate each other's beautiful differences.
It's the 58th century, actually.
I didn't know you were Jewish.